This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding talks with visiting Vietnamese President Tho Lam in New Delhi. Both the leaders are expected to discuss wide-ranging bilateral issues. Tho Lam, who is on a three-day visit to India, was earlier accorded a ceremonial welcome at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. The Vietnamese leader was received by President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi upon his arrival at Rashtrapati Bhavan. We have a report.
After the talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the President of Vietnam, several MOUs will be signed and exchanged. President Draupadi Murmu will have a meeting with her Vietnamese counterpart at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will call on the visiting dignitary. Mr. Tho Lam will also deliver the 56th Sapru House lecture today, organized by Indian Council of World Affairs. President Tho Lam's visit coincides with the special occasion of the two countries marking the 10th anniversary of the elevation of relations to a comprehensive strategic partnership agreed during the visit of Prime Minister Modi to Vietnam in 2016. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Prime Minister has welcomed the Cabinet's approval of railway projects covering 19 districts across Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh and Telangana. In a series of social media posts, Mr. Modi said that the projects will enhance connectivity and improve operational efficiency while boosting the country's infrastructure and economic growth. Mr. Modi also appreciated the Cabinet's decision to increase the strength of judges in the Supreme Court from 33 to 37. He said that the decision will strengthen the judicial infrastructure of the nation and will ensure speedy justice for people. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has condemned the alleged remarks of Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee that she will not resign and tender her resignation to the governor as the outgoing chief minister. In a social media post, he accused that resistance to accountability and the refusal to accept the public's mandate by Trinamool Congress is an example of compromised democracy in Bengal. He said that she is not just rejecting the people's mandate, but also attempting to erode the credibility of institutions like the Election Commission and security forces, undermining the pillars that ensure free, fair and secure elections. In Tamil Nadu politics, the single largest party TVK, which has 108 assembly constituencies, is short of 11 MLAs to reach the majority of 118. TVK is in discussion with parties, including Congress. Congress spokesperson Girish Chudankar has said that it will be decided after the meeting to give support to TVK. Lima Rose, the winning candidate from AIADMK, said that her party is in discussion to lend support to TVK. The government has debunked a digitally altered video circulating on social media, which features Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh claiming that Pakistan jammed India's systems on 10th of May last year. In a social media post, the fact-check unit of PIB clarified that the video is an AI-generated deepfake and is being circulated by Pakistani propaganda accounts to spread misinformation. The unit has also urged the citizens to not fall prey to such videos and report such suspicious content on 8799711259 or mail at factcheck@pib.gov.in. In Iran, 8 people have been killed and 36 other injured in a fire incident at a shopping center near capital Tehran. The state TV has reported that the fire started yesterday in the Arghavan shopping center in Andishah town in Tehran province. However, cause of the blaze is still unknown. In IPL cricket, host Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Punjab Kings this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Chennai Super Kings defeated Delhi Capitals by 8 wickets in Delhi. Sensex and Nifty are trading marginally higher in the forenoon session. The Sensex rose 105 points to 77,123, while the Nifty added 65 points to 24,098 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, gains in pharma, chemicals and auto stocks are driving the market up. And that is the end of this news bulletin.